Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
At 6:53, bringing in our friend from ESPN Milwaukee, Gabe Neitzel, on this Friday morning. Two schools of thought on Jordan Love with groin injury. You got the bye week coming up after we have the Lions on Sunday. So either you rest him and you say then he has 2 full weeks to recover from this groin injury, or you play him because you got the bye next week and then it'll be all good.
I lean towards not playing him. Groins are just so incredibly tricky. And when you take a look at the injury, like when he finally decided to come out, because he suffered the injury earlier in the game, and then he said on Wednesday that he wasn't told by the coaching staff to go down as he got closer to the sideline. Like, he just went down because he was in that much pain. He just kind of got bumped. Like, there was no obvious, like, oh, when his knee, when he had his knee injury in against Philly in Sao Paulo, everyone, oh. You could see it. You could see the knee kind of buckle, and you're going, uh-oh. Hopefully that's not too bad. This was just, he got bumped, and it just kind of torqued his body the wrong way, and the groin kind of affected him. So to me, if the groin is affecting him at all when he's going through warm-ups, as he's going through practice, I don't think you take the risk of playing him. And I don't want to downplay the significance of this game, because it is a big game. It is a big game. But it's also the beginning of November. It's, you play the Lions again, it's going to be as big, if not bigger, of a game in December. And if he goes out there and injures this thing even further and is out 3 to 4 weeks, that's more devastating than losing this game to the Lions. You're still 6-3 going into the bye, a really good spot. Yes, some ground to make up with Detroit then, because they would have the tiebreaker, a 2-game lead on you in the division, but you would have time to make that up over the last 8 games.
Total agreement on that, right? And also, it's not like Malik Willis isn't pretty solid.
Yeah, the problem with that, though.
okay, all right. So right. Am I fan guy? Like, well, I don't know if the guy's won.
He has won. And I mean, he came in. We talked about it when they traded for him. Like, there was nobody who had a good word to say about Malik Willis. Like, even former teammates going, yeah, this guy just doesn't know ball.
Nice guy.
Nice guy. And then he comes out and plays incredibly well. The defenses he's had to face, oddly enough, 3 AFC South teams. Who are all horrific at defense, right? And the Packers took advantage, and they protected Malik. They, you know, he only threw 5 passes. They threw the ball 20 times in the first half with Jordan Love. They threw it 5 times in the second half with Malik Willis against Jacksonville. They limited the game plan in terms of throwing the football and asking what they were doing. This Detroit defense, you need to be more dynamic. They're going to have to, in order to win that game, they're not just going to be able to go, hey, let's run it a bunch. Let's run it 32 times with Josh Jacobs. The Lions are a pretty good run defense. They'd be able to slow that down.
Does who you think wins this game change depending on who's at quarterback for Green Bay?
It does. I think that the Packers, with Jordan Love, that gives them their best opportunity to win, because they're going to have to attack the secondary. They're going to have more balance, try to do some stuff off the play action. And that's the other thing. In order for this offense to run at its highest potential, Jordan needs to be healthy. And having a leg injury like a groin, because they love to run those stretch runs and then boot actions off of that play action, that's where they get a lot of their big plays, where they're running and marrying what they do with him being under center and marrying the run look with then turning it into a pass. That's something that is a little bit concerning. And the fact that it's potentially going to be rainy and slippery, and that doesn't make me feel great about somebody who has potentially a groin injury. But look, if he decides he's good enough to go, then that's on them. Like, okay, then let's roll the dice. And anytime somebody gets close to him, I'm going to be holding my breath on Sunday, that's for sure.
70% chance of rain in Green Bay on Sunday with a high of 56 degrees.
And I will say this about Detroit. As good as they have been, and their offense has been fantastic, the one thing that gives me hope, especially about that offense and slowing it down in this game, Jared Goff's splits, if you want to take your own time and look it up, inside a dome and outside in his career.
Put him in the elements.
Drastically different. Yep. The dude is bad outside. Bad.
Here we go.
Get raw, get raw, get raw in Germany.